It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Brighton McConnell, news director for the station, subbing in for this segment. And the segment is brought to us by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Whether you plan to shop for gifts online or in person this holiday season, local matters. And you can find that perfect gift right here in our community. Support your local businesses and neighbors. Visit carolinachamber.org to see a directory of extraordinary chamber members ready to help you find the right gifts this season. That music is the music for Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, who joins me on the phone. We've only got a few left of these with Mayor Pam.
I know. I've looked forward to them every Thursday. And now we're going to be winding down. And last week for me to be on air, I think.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm happy that I get the chance to chat with you today. I very much appreciate you taking the time. And of course, I've appreciated doing this segment for so many years. I want to start, actually, you know, we were just talking about local businesses and that reader mentions downtown. I want to start downtown. I saw on social media that you have visited the hot new restaurant in Chapel Hill, Raising Cane's. Tell me what that experience was like.
I wanted to go in. We were doing a walking tour downtown and looking at different things. And I said, I need to go into Raising Cane's, and the line is short, so I'll go on in. It looks great. The people were friendly. The food's fun. There was still a line inside. It's exciting to get some vibrancy back there in the corner and that people are excited. I like their sign. I think it's kind of both new and sort of retro, so I think it fits well there on the corner as well. And we're trying so hard to make downtown that vibrant place people want to come be an experience, and our businesses need more people to come. And we have free parking on Saturdays and Sundays in December, so I encourage people to come down and shop local and check out all the places downtown. It's really a lot of fun. We just finished painting Varsity Alley as well. The puzzle mural that people I know loved was starting to really peel, and we wanted to make it look better and brighter as we're cleaning up that transition area from people who will park in our new parking garage and be able to walk across to Franklin Street. And so we're trying to really look out for, we put more planters out this last week too. We're just really trying to make that downtown experience, like I said, vibrant, the place people want to be.
Yeah, and I imagine we will see some more activity as the holiday season picks up. Of course, with students probably beginning to leave for the end of the semester, you'll see less of those folks, but hopefully some more people out and shopping. To turn back to that corner of Franklin Street and Columbia for a little bit. Obviously, Spanky's was there for many years, Lula's most recently before Raising Cane's. That corner, obviously, one of the most well-known when it comes to college towns and when we talk about Chapel Hill. Just how important is it to have a business back in there, and the importance of, you know, that business being, or I should say that corner, being an example of business and vibrancy for Chapel Hill?
I think it's a highly visible intersection. People talk about that intersection. That's the one that gets rushed during big game events, those kinds of things. So I think it's important to have businesses that are open and welcoming. They depend highly on foot traffic, though, and we'll have better parking for them soon with a new parking garage. But they really do depend on that traffic that we need to help increase people coming to those places. You will see the other opposite across the street will be opening up pretty soon. Should have been happening already. They ran into some same utility issues downtown. We have a lot of older buildings downtown, and when you try to bring them up to code, we run into issues like this with the utilities that were laid, you know, 80 years ago and trying to figure out how to make it work. I know that we're Seafood Destiny, and lots of pizza was there before. That corner has struggled for various reasons, and so we're looking forward to having someone there come there soon as well. But we right now have more filled storefronts than we've had in a very long time. I'm very excited about that. And it shows that we can do this, and we can have local and chains mixed together and still have that feel of a place you want to be.
Yeah, I imagine some folks, maybe initially when they heard Raising Cane's, they go, oh man, that's a chain instead of a local business. But I imagine too, high profile corner also means that there's really high demand and high expectations for folks in there. A chain like Raising Cane's, which is not, you know, a gigantic corporation, but one that has a lot of outside stability, feels like it almost makes a little bit of sense in terms of just being able to provide consistency there.
And the
reviews seem to be very good too, so that helps.
I said I went to a mayor's conference where they talked about having chains helps bring more people who are familiar with those foods to look at the other stores that are around it, so it helps build up patronage at existing local businesses as well. that having a mix is really what you're after. And, you know, Epilogue's right there. And if you don't know what Epilogue is, then you have a chance to wander by and see. And it's wonderful. Shout out to Jamie and his team. Great place to find the books that you're looking for, hang out and get some pastries and hot chocolate or tea, or coffee, all those kinds of things. And there's several other businesses along there. I'd like to see it. And it was busy. Today's last day of classes. We always know that's the wind down. But it was busy. There were lots of people walking around downtown, even though it's a little chillier today. So that was really nice to see.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. And you mentioned, of course, that new parking deck. We've talked about it a lot over the last few years. But when I drove by it not that long ago, I said and posted on social media about this, hey, that actually is starting to look like a parking deck. After I know there were a lot of initial delays when it came to the foundation of that structure. But now it seems like things are clipping along.
They are. We finally got the resolved the issue with the water down low. We were told all along that we were going to hit rock, which you plan on. We found no rock. And so then you have to restructure and redesign such that you're using a different kind of support system, because usually you try to balance a parking deck's a very heavy structure, especially when you add cars. And so you have to be able to balance that, and it had to be re-engineered since we never hit rock, but we did hit water. So had to come up with a design to make sure that the water pumps out of there. And that took a lot longer. I will say, though, we were very fortunate to have locked in at an interest rate of less than 2% on the garage, which is helpful in today's economy. And it's moving along as they have the preformed concrete slabs brought in. But that's why the road's closed, because the crane has to swing those slabs off of the trucks that come in that have the slabs on them to load in. And the arc was just too big to not put cars or folks in harm's way right there. So that will be opening up sometime this March is the plan, so that Rosemary Street will be open before the deck's finished, because we won't need to load those cranes, have that crane situation going on. We will be starting the North Street, it's MLK South Columbia right there together, the North Street intersection pretty soon as well. And that will help add some safety for pedestrians and cars alike as people are trying to navigate right through there. It's kind of a weird five-leg situation over there, and we're going to have it redesigned and, like I said, put a light there to make sure people are safer as they're crossing. And that'll be the main exit out of the parking deck, is just behind the first building there, where they'll come out of North Street, take a left, and then head out to MLK. So that will help with the flow as well.
That's very exciting, and I imagine, too, might also begin to help a little bit with maybe controlling people's speeds down MLK. I know it's not too far from the intersection, and that's a very, very long hill that eventually you go down, but also, you know, a way to maybe do some traffic calming regarding that. Well, that's very exciting. I imagine we will want to stay updated with that once that picks up soon. Something that's happening a little bit sooner, of course, some downtown excitement coming up this weekend with the holiday parade returning.
I always look forward to that.
What are you looking forward to the most about that and other different holiday events coming up in Chapel Hill?
So it's just always fun to have the holiday parade. People come out and wave and cheer. And last year we walked it, and we'll be walking again this year holding the banner with other elected officials. People are just in a good mood. It's fun to wave and cheer and just participate. There'll be about 35 different groups participating this year, as well as some pets and animals. And so it's very exciting. The cycling community is coming out. And it just, I don't know, it's just fun to get people together to start celebrating all that's going on. And it's a great reason to come downtown, and that's why they're trying to make it easier. Playmakers has a Christmas Carol on. The Planetarium has a family-friendly show. The Carolina Inn is always decorated up and looks so nice. And the Downtown Partnership is doing a Winter Wonderland program. So we hope people will shop local and consider coming down for the holidays. We had the tree lighting on Sunday. We had to get a new tree this year, so it looks a little different. And we're trying to come up with some other ways to add more lighting downtown that makes it look more festive and feel brighter, and a lot of things in the works and a lot of fun stuff going on for downtown.
Well, townofchapelhill.org has a great community calendar there with town-sponsored and town-adjacent events if you want to check those out throughout the holiday season. We've got a few minutes left with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. I know that there are also some town surveys and some community surveys that are out and about that you wanted to flag for people. What can you tell us about those?
So next Saturday from 12:30 to 1:45, Parks and Rec will be kicking off a survey on the Morgan Creek Greenway East Extension. We want public to give input. And if you can't get to the library, except the library, can't do that, you can do the survey online. And then the skate park is asking for some public input for the proposed, we've allocated money to help get the skate park back up to speed. And so we're holding some open public input sessions. Always check our calendar to make sure you know when, where, and where to participate. I wanted to give a shout out to our town employees. We had the mid-year mark for our town employees, had a goal of reducing their carbon emissions by using alternate modes of transportation. Our own Len Cohn is so excited and motivates everyone to get involved. And anyway, they have saved over, 89,000 carbon pounds, equivalent to 4,500 gallons of gas, or basically taking 9 cars off the road. And that's for our employees, just for the town of Chapel Hill. So we're trying to encourage everyone to do more. Think about taking the bus at least one day a week, or carpooling, or other transportation ways of getting to and from. Like I said, it thrilled me to see people come out to vote on their e-bikes and telling me how they switched to riding e-bikes to work now in town. So thought that was cool, as we all try to work towards climate change. And then Mayor-elect Jess Anderson and I are going to the Metro Mayors Conference tomorrow and Friday. I'm actually the chair of the conference, so I will be there, and we're meeting in Concord. We'll be down there talking about all kinds of issues that all of our cities face, and we have a lot of the state leadership coming to join us. And it's a good time. Our managers come, and they get to interact and share best practices and ideas. But it's a wonderful exchange of ideas and coming together to learn about different issues we're facing, and it's an important conference. And I'm delighted she's coming, and looking forward to just being together one last time with that group of folks, too, as I have chaired them for the last 2 years and been involved the whole 8 years I've been here. So it's
yeah.
a great group.
Well, yeah. we look forward to getting a report from that meeting in your final Conversations with the Mayors segment next week. But until then, again, townofchapelhill.org, the place to go for town government stuff. And Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you for joining us on your penultimate segment. It has been great to have you on the air.
Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next Thursday. Bye.